You have a weapon?
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available. It's a miracle. Find someone so elegant, intelligent. Heaven's chin, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She fills it to my ears and makes my heart sing. Kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable.
Backup weapon?
Never had the need.
Get one. Keep that in your suit unless I tell you to take it out. Get yourself a Glock. Lose that nickel-plated sissy pistol.
Welcome to the Shooting Bench. For the next hour, I'll be bringing you commentary and important updates on current events, as well as information on guns, training, preparedness, and other liberty-related issues. Let's get started. RAT, right now. All right, and here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench, 17th of May, Tuesday. And following Amy, that's a hard act to follow, but I'm going to do my best. We'd left off on a note there with all of the transgender bathroom stuff, and I get a wee bit excited when we talk about that because I am absolutely beside myself over this thing. I cannot believe what my country is doing. It's not just that. It is, everything is upside down. Everything is completely opposite of what it ought to be. And if this doesn't, if there's not scripture in there in the Bible that talks about this, right is wrong, and I don't remember the whole thing. I don't remember where it's at, but I've read it. Good is bad and right is wrong and stuff like that. And so It's amazing. What's so frustrating about it is there's only two ways to address this. One is to have oodles and gobs of protest and rallies around the country, constantly, lots of them, and see if people get the idea. But apparently, they're not really a concern for them. If that was the case, they wouldn't have started this to begin with, because there's only, I have no idea what the number is. It's probably, one 1/10,000th of 1% of transgenders out there. I don't know what the number is, but I know it ain't very damn big, and I know it's not a majority. And here they are pandering to these people, and if they want to do that, that's all well and good. That's entirely up to you. But you do not have a right to go in to where my daughter is, or if you're the other direction, to go in where my son is, or me. Because I will knock your ass out right out back out the door. I've had it. All right. Well, let's move. I got a whole bunch of things. I was on the air today. I was on live radio on American Free Readout with John Jacob Smith up in Idaho, and it was a great show. We had a lot of fun. I may play that for you tomorrow. It's about, I don't know, 35, 38 minutes long, but it was we talked about the American Readout a little bit, and talked about the Patriot Festival deal that's coming up here. I put a link in the chat room earlier today, up in Marble. It's way up in northern Washington. Matter of fact, if you drive 9 miles, you'll be in southern Canada. That's how far northern Washington it is. Minnie, that's right. Hey, Rolex, good to see you back here again. Glad you made it. But anyway, me and John Jacob, and I know John Jacob. I've met him in person a few times, and we converse almost daily, about something. And there's going to be a lot of patriots. You guys ought to, if you can possibly do it, you ought to try to make it up there. It's going to be on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. That's the day of my class. As a matter of fact, we've moved our 3-day personal defense handgun class up to Marble because of this event. Now, if you want to go to a Patriot event with lots of great speakers, lot of stuff going on, seminars and little classes and stuff, then you should really try to make an effort. You've got you got 5 weeks to try to, get things arranged where you can make it up there. We'd sure love to see you. And we'll be doing a Counter-Strike class. And this is something I forgot to tell you Friday. We're going to be doing a Counter-Strike class on June 21st in Yakima, Washington. And that'll be right after the Arms Expo, which is the 17th, 18th, and 19th. So Washington is going to be the happening place from the 17th of June until the 26th of June. So you got about 10 days there that we're going to be, got a lot of stuff going on. Gauntlet made it in. Good to see you. I just saw you for the first time for a while yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. Actually, you were already gone by the time I got on there. We're sorry we didn't have our current shows up last night. I tell you the truth, I cannot tell a lie. I just flat out forgot. This whole pre-record thing on Mondays is kind of new to us. We just started that last week, so it's or week before last, I guess. So it hasn't become a habit yet. And I did have an alarm on my phone to go off to make sure that everything was loaded on the auto DJ by 6 o'clock. And the alarm went off, and I looked and said, oh, my goodness. And there's no way we could get shows together and everything. So I said, well, I'll just get in there and throw up some good archives real quick, and we'll have to let it go with that. And so anyway, Amy will not be on tomorrow night. I will be here. And so I'm thinking maybe Thursday night. Thursday night, I think I'll throw that interview on the American Readout Radio. Radio Free Readout, not American Free. I don't know where I got that. Anyhow, all right, let's move on. Target is the CEO of Target. Apparently, they have lost even more money. Stocks have crashed again, another $2 billion, according to this story on Breitbart. They said they had decided that the CEO said that he's not. They're committed to. What did he say? It was. He said the company's initial statement said, "We welcome transgender team members and customer guests to use the restroom and fitting room facility that corresponds with their gender identity." And he said, "We've got a lot of tough feedback, but sitting here today, we know we made the right decision." How can you know you made the right decision? So you have, unless you're in San Francisco or Los Angeles or somewhere, you have, what, one a week, two or three a week, one a month? How many do you have to, and you're changing them for that? If you're going to do anything, I would put one bathroom separate. Not a family bathroom, as everybody else says. No. This doesn't have anything to do with family. They put one over there, one bathroom off by itself, and the sign on the door says, "Confused." And then underneath in parentheses, I guess you can put transgender in case they have any other problems there. And whether you identify as a man or a woman doesn't make any difference because you're a weirdo either way. Then you can both go in that bathroom, and that would be okay with me. That would be, I see no problem with that. You're going to see a problem if I catch you in the bathroom with my wife, my dad, with anybody's wife or daughter, any woman. That's just absolutely unacceptable. So, and Gauntlet, you may be right. You know, we talked about that day before yesterday, I think it was. Or Saturday, I guess I talked about that. This is a lot of stuff going on, a lot of fervor happening, and no telling what the left hand's doing if we're paying so much attention to the right. Kilogram, you may be right. Welcome, buddy. All right, let's move on here. According to that's the story Amy did. It was an 8-year-old girl. I'm looking at the story right now. We won't do that one again. I'm just going to kind of take these in order. I got a bunch of them saved up. I don't know how true this one is. I haven't verified this through other sources. But apparently China has said, official China news agency, demands that America disarm its citizens. And I say, okay, bring it. Yep, we're okay with that. You can start tomorrow. Or tonight. No, not tonight, because I had to get this show over with first. Joe Arpaio is in trouble again. Sheriff Joe, him and three of his deputies are being held in contempt because they are continuing to enforce what the state had ruled was legal in law in as far as their immigration policies here, going square against the feds. And now they're saying that Chief Deputy Jerry Sheridan, who's Arpaio's second in command, has actually admitted being in contempt for failing to comply with this injunction to stop the Maricopa County Sheriff's Department's immigration sweeps that they've been very successful with. Sheriff Joe had previously told the court that he did not understand the injunction. And a hearing is scheduled for May 31st, so we may, it says that they may recommend that Arpaio and his two deputies be charged with criminal contempt, which may result in fines, probation, or jail time. So, Arizona may get real interesting here for too awful long. Just never know what's going to happen around here. And then Governor, that little sissy governor of ours, has decided, you know, the House and the Senate had voted to make gold and silver legal tender. Well, here just a few days ago, the governor vetoed that. And most of us were unimpressed. I'm going through some of these stories kind of fast because we have a lot of them and I don't want to get so far behind, so we're going to go through some of these. We'll spend a couple minutes on this one, though, because this is kind of like the transgender thing right here. There is a a Montana veteran. He's 70-something years old. 77, out of Basin, Montana. And this guy... Remember they had, we talked last week about the Andy Johnson, who was the rancher from Wyoming that actually won his case against the EPA. And that was for having a pond on his property. And the key thing here that got him out of this was the fact that it was a stock tank. And that is exempt from this idiotic law that they've got. They had demanded that he remove the pond and threatened him with $37,500 a day. So all that's been settled. The Johnson family is tickled. However, that's not the only one that the EPA has targeted. Now, you'd think that they just lost a case for the very thing that they are locking this guy up for. There's a disabled... Understand his position here. His name's Joe Robertson. He has a service dog. He is a disabled Navy veteran, a United States Navy veteran. He and his wife own about 200 acres in Montana. They homestead the White Pine Lode patented mining claim that he owns and live green. They have no, they're off the grid and they're not really harming the environment there at all. Undoubtedly, they're helping it just like the other guy was. So they lease a portion of it to a veterans group out of Helena. They have camping, hiking, and other things for veterans groups there, a veteran support group. And they've got a big truck... water tank out there that they loan to the volunteer fire department to share with neighbors. And they have an outfitted fire truck, including foam hose reels that they use with the volunteer fire department. So this guy is all about community. They love their community and they're all about helping them and sharing with their neighbors. And due to a number of fires around there, that's why he put this pond in and has this firefighting equipment. So what could possibly be, why would that be a problem to anybody? Anyway, he also has had his fight with the government. They say, by the way, the Forest Service and the EPA for several years here. And said the hassle started over, 10 years ago. When he complained he was not allowed to repair the road that leads to his private property. This came to a head in 2013 when they charged this disabled American Navy, U.S. Navy veteran, remember that, for violation of the Clean Water Act. Now wait, stop, shut up. You're going to charge somebody, that Clean Water Act went out the door when the federal government turned loose this all these toxic chemicals into the Animas River in Colorado, which went hundreds of miles. I don't know what the lasting damage is, or if there is any, but the government contends that 9 stock ponds, and he said they come around and call them stock ponds, affect approximately 1/10 of an acre of discharged pollutants into the Jefferson River, nearly 60 miles away. Okay, let me tell you something about running water. When you throw a dirt clod in it, big dirt clod, you could dump a dump truck load of dirt in it if you want. And you go downstream a little, pretty soon, all that stuff just settles out and becomes part of the dirt that was already there. And now they call it mud, but it's because it's at the bottom instead of somewhere else. Toxic chemicals are one thing. A little bit of sand and dirt that come out of them. These ponds are already built, and there may have been some dirt and sand, silt, you know, at some point when he was building these. I can assure you that there's not now. But they're saying that it's running into the river 60 miles away? No. The answer is no. That's not what's happening. The first trial was held last year and ended in a hung jury, which is unbelievable. There should have been some people there that nullified this. It would probably have concluded in favor of Mr. Robertson had the federal defender presented all the evidence, yet the defense refused to call any expert witnesses. What a... So, anyhow, the original judge that started this retired in 2011. He was a subject of a complaint letter by Robertson some years ago. So, and it's not surprising that there's bad blood between them. But so a week after the first trial ended in a hung jury, the guy asked Robertson to travel to his office in Helena. Upon return to their home, they caught 2 EPA agents attempting to drain their pond, trying to make a stream flow a mile down the canyon to Cataract Creek, a blatant attempt to manufacture evidence to support the government's case. See, this is the kind of stuff I was talking about a while ago. There's no accountability for these people. Second trial ended in a conviction for the 70-year-old United States Navy veteran, and now he faces prison and hundreds of thousands of dollars in fine. This will amount to a life sentence for this 77-year-old United States Navy veteran. He actually has not harmed the environment in any manner. If anything, he has helped it, quite obviously, for normal thinking, commonsensical type people, which there's none of those in the federal government. The government did not control these actions, therefore seem intent on sending that message. Robertson, who served his country honorably, including tours in Vietnam, faces losing everything he built over his lifetime. Robertson can now be sentenced to 15 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. It would appear that their federal public defender showed that he knows who he really works for, and it was not Mr. Robertson. His oath to defend Robertson seemed not as strong as the oath to defend the government. In accordance with this stand, there currently is no appeal expected. Sentencing is scheduled for July 20th. I expect that there will be some rallies and protests and stuff going on in various places for this 77-year-old disabled United States Navy veteran. I got to go get a blood pressure pill. I'll be back.
If she says I caused her hurt, you can take her at her word. I know she's speaking from her heart. when she talks about the pain. If she says that I'm to blame, you can bet I did my part. If she says I didn't lift a hand when she walked away, it's true, I didn't make her stay. But she can't say I didn't cry. She can't say she didn't know how it tore me up inside, how it hurt to watch her go. There's a million things that she might say that I cannot deny, but she can't look me in the eye and say I didn't cry. And if you haven't heard by now how much I let her down, when you do, you can sure believe that I made some mistakes. That don't take away from just how much she meant to me. She can say I gave her every reason to leave, but there's one thing she can't say about me. Well, she can't say I didn't cry. She can't say she didn't know how it tore me up inside, how it hurt to watch her go. There's a million things that she might say that I cannot deny, but she can't look me in the eye and say I didn't cry.
Well, I'm sorry to put you all through this again, but I'm just in the mood for hearing this right now, so I'll be back. My name is John Q. Public, and I am a member in good standing of an organization called America, and I have a message for those agencies and agents that work under the auspices of the Department of Justice. You have called me many things in the past, rebel, right-wing extremist, domestic terrorist, to name a few, but that is not important. What I'm about to tell you is... There must be accountability in all things, sooner or later. When you sin, however big or small, you will be held accountable either in this life or the next. When you invade people's privacy, violate their rights, steal property, break up families, and hurt people, the time is fast approaching that you will be held accountable both in this life and the next. You and I took the same oath, administered by the same people. We both swore to protect the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Some of you actually feel that you honor that oath, but you violate it each time you force a young girl to her bedroom floor in nothing but her underwear and hold her there at gunpoint. Or when you shoot or stomp a family pet to death, or shoot a young boy down in cold blood in the mountains of Idaho, or incinerate over 70 innocent people in a church in Texas. Warriors, indeed. How dare you call me a domestic terrorist? I go to work every day, sometimes at two jobs to make ends meet. I attend church every Sunday that I'm not working. As difficult as it is, I try to make time each day for my kids. I teach them about the Constitution and the Golden Rule. I have extra food and supplies to help myself and others through hard times.
I try as hard as I can to obey the ever-increasing number of laws that are forced upon us, and I pay my fair share of taxes. I have a gun to protect myself and my family against those who would do us harm. I shouldn't have to use it to protect us against you. In fact, your organization is not even authorized by the Constitution and shouldn't be here, but since you are here, let's talk about your job description and performance. We have common enemies, you and I, that we should be united in fighting. The Founding Fathers never intended for us to fight each other. We should be as one. The current us-against-them attitude should never have been allowed to rear its ugly head. Division is unhealthy for the country. You will undoubtedly conduct more unconstitutional invasions of homes and businesses, and more innocent people will be injured or killed. A dairy in Pennsylvania, a rabbit grower in Kansas, a gun shop in New Mexico. It may even be me and my family. But let me make one thing abundantly clear. We, the people, have grown weary of living in fear. We're tired of being treated like animals. If you continue to follow the path that you are on, the time may come when you will not find us waiting to be descended upon when we least expect it. We may come to you. We outnumber you 1,000 to 1, and the same people that trained you trained many of us. We, the people, are becoming aware of those numbers. One day, you will launch one of your cowardly sneak attacks on an unsuspecting young family in Idaho, and instead of your brave sniper finding a defenseless, unarmed woman holding a baby in her arms, he may find that the tables have been turned. One day, instead of terrorizing and destroying another American family in retribution for a trivial infraction of an unconstitutional law, instead of shooting down defenseless children or young veterans that are trying only to live the American dream, you may find patriots waiting for you that have been pushed to their limit. One day, you will find that you have awakened a sleeping giant, and we the people will indeed hold you accountable for your evil deeds. Hundreds of men, women, and children have died at your hand because of poor information, no information, or just plain overzealous, out-of-control power freaks on an adrenaline high that have no regard for human life. Agents that think their badge is a license to kill with impunity. The difference between you and us is that we will not harm your family as long as they stay out of the fight. I don't want your family to go through what you have put many of ours through. Yes, they will be sad if you don't come home, but when the grieving is over, they will come to understand that you simply chose the wrong side. You see, this is nothing more than a conflict between good and evil. It's that simple, but this is not how it is supposed to be. This is not the America that the Founding Fathers entrusted us with. I implore each of you, before you go to work tomorrow, to take a long, hard look at yourself in the mirror and see if you truly like what you see. If you can look at yourself and be proud of what you've done, or what you may be called upon to do, or more importantly, if you feel that you can walk uprightly before God and look Him in the eye and feel justified in what you have done, then we have nothing further to discuss. But some of you are not really jackbooted thugs. Some of you are simply misguided and feel that you really are doing the right thing. To you, I say, please, follow your conscience, do what you know in your heart is right, for we the people will hold you accountable.
Welcome back to another segment of The Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network. All right, I went outside and kicked a couple of trees over and kicked all the branches off of them and broke a few rocks, and I feel a lot better now, so maybe we can finish this up. I just, once in a while, I just have a burning desire to hear that accountability thing just because it fits, and it damn sure fits right now. Hey, you Cruz fans, did you hear the latest thing here that, well, it's not latest, it's a couple of months old, I guess, but I didn't know he had done this, which I wasn't going to vote for him anyway, but, there was a bill that he had introduced to bring homeschoolers under federal regulation. So, and he's, and the reason I wasn't going to, I know that he has a good grasp of the Constitution. I've heard him talk. But he's still a statist. You know, that's bottom line. I'm ready for somebody that's not a politician. And that is the other bottom line. You guys heard on the news about Carly Trent, a little 9-year-old girl that had been kidnapped by her uncle. It was, well, she's found a few days ago, alive and well, three days ago, alive and well, and wouldn't you know it, that she was found, let's see, on the 12th, I guess, and wouldn't you just know, a good guy with a gun managed to save the day. Yeah, didn't have to shoot him, he just held the kidnapper, which was her uncle, at gunpoint. And freed the little girl and called authorities and said, come get him. I'll hold him right here till you get here. Now, there was something about this uncle that was a little on the odd side. He's probably one of them that doesn't need to go in little girl's bathroom either. So, anyway, glad she made it home okay. Did you hear about Joe Walsh? You know who Joe Walsh is, right, with the Eagles? He abandoned a concert to benefit veterans because that particular concert kicks off the Republican National Convention in July. So that was his reason for it. So, but good news, Kid Rock. I don't like his language. I'm not all that fond of his music. He's got a few that I like. He does tick me off with his language sometimes, but Kid Rock, there's no question about his patriotism. He has stepped up to fill the gap. What better rock singer would be to fill that spot there? He is obviously a known conservative and pretty outspoken about that. He's said he's already supporting Donald Trump. So of course, Kid Rock should be in. Where is that? Cleveland, Ohio? Illinois? Ohio? I think it's Ohio, where the convention when Trump officially gets the nomination. So, interesting year, folks. What an interesting year this is. Unbelievable. Sorry about that. Let's see. Let me check my... Rights at Risk. Yeah, that's a fact. It was her uncle that did that. Unbelievable. And DeTinker, I haven't read all that, but I've heard that there was some connection between Cruz's dad and Lee Harvey Oswald. Another interesting, you know, and as hard as people have tried, the only thing that they can get on Trump is he's arrogant. I mean, they, you know, there was the whole what was the right-of-way thing? I forgot there's an eminent domain issue. But as far as his behavior other than that, they just can't find anything. So. All right. Let's see. What else. Let me get rid of some of them. Let me clear my desk off here a little bit and see if I can drag up some more files here. In Vermont, this was an interesting story. In spite of all the lobbying efforts and everything, you know, Vermont, you know, besides what everybody thinks about Vermont, it's not all that conservative. It's pretty much run by liberals. They just, I think they've just got enough conservatives there, enough gun owners to keep their gun control laws intact, but, or anti-gun control laws, whatever you want to call them. But despite all the lobbying and money that was spent, and Bloomberg is not happy now with Vermont, there was an epic failure here of a, remember the universal background check in 2015? Well, it looks like 2016 legislative session is going to fall right along in the footsteps of 2015 and all their gun control stuff is down the tubes. Anti-gunners spent a lot of money. They spent $300,000 this year For a state as small as Vermont, that's a sizable chunk of change trying to get gun control laws passed, but it wouldn't dirk. So they're still right where they were before. So they basically had 6 bills over 2 years for the charter changes, adding that 3 of them never even got out of committee. Bills to ban lead ammunition, restrict further development of shooting ranges, ban hunting on Berlin Pond, and report gun ownership to home insurance companies also went nowhere. So good for Vermont. Let's see, we already talked about that. I want to read you this one, and then we're going to go straight into another related story here. We'll get all this done before the top of the hour. It doesn't make any difference. Nobody follows me. I can be late if I want. In Idaho, here's a statement that the governor has released on this new transgender bathroom guidelines. I'm not going to hold on a minute. Let me get rid of this right here. Never share location. Okay. See if there's a quoted deal. Okay. Governor Butch Otter released a statement on federal guidelines mandating local school districts to adhere to specific. That's another thing that ticks me off. In schools, are you kidding me? To adhere to specific bathrooms for transgender individuals. What the hell is there transgenders doing in schools anyway? I mean, transgender mindset, in my mind, is probably something that happens a little more adult, you know, with a little more experience, you know, a little more around different types of people that encourages that. It's not just something you wake up one day and say, "Hey, I'm so embarrassed. I have been dressing like a man for all these years, and I know I'm a woman. I just know it."
Not funny, haha. Funny, queer. Mm-hmm.
So the Idaho governor has said, he says it's a vast overreach of Obama administration and shows that the federal government's disregard for states' rights and local control of schools. He also says the federal guidance dictates solutions to very personal and sensitive matters that should be left to local school administrators, school boards, teachers, parents, so on and so forth. He finished by saying, threatening to withhold federal funding for failure to comply with this offensive attempt at social engineering only harms our children. It is unwarranted, unprecedented, and unacceptable. So, good for Idaho. So, let's see. Here's another one. This is, states are standing up here. I'm glad to see this. North Carolina, I believe, was the first one to say, you know, go stick it where the sun don't shine. In Texas, he says, "Obama is not king and we will fight his transgender bathroom directive. He said, states are already fighting back despite threats to pull federal funding." Unbelievable. "President Obama, in the dark of the night without consulting Congress," this is what the governor said, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, "without consulting Congress, without consulting educators, without consulting parents, decides to issue an executive order like this superintendent forcing transgender policies on schools and on parents who clearly don't want it. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, also fought a number of battles against the administration over the years, is also taking a stand. Greg Abbott said on Twitter, "I announced today that Texas is fighting this. Obama can't rewrite the Civil Rights Act. He's not a king." But he thinks he's a king, and he acts like a king, and we let him be a king, pretty much. More from Texas. God bless Texas, huh? Let's see here. Come on. Come along. Get along, little doggy. There you go. You just got to talk to it just right. There it comes. Texas has said that they will forego federal funds over this LGBT policy. I thought that was liquor, gun, boobs, or something like that. I don't know. Texas Lieutenant Governor says the state is prepared to forfeit billions of dollars in federal funding for public schools following an Obama administration directive over bathroom access for transgender students. Texas said they will not yield to blackmail and urge superintendents to defy the new federal guidance. The directive says public schools are obligated to treat transgender students in a way matching their gender identity. Oh, good Lord. They say Texas receives $10 billion in federal education month dollars. He didn't say how that money might be replaced. Well, there's a lot of folks in Texas, and I would suspect that they'll, a lot of good God-fearing folks in Texas. I'll bet you they'll figure it out. So, along those same lines, along this story, while we're watching the right hand not having any idea what the left hand is doing, here are some of the states that are lining up against this transgender crap as of the other day. Can't find a date on it. But so far, 13 states, when this came out, it was just a couple of days ago, 13 states have condemned Obama's unconstitutional overreach in attempting to require transgender-friendly restrooms in showers and locker rooms. Wow. In all public places. Most of this began again in North Carolina. In the same week, he issued a guidance letter, more like a threat, I think, to all public schools that they must allow transgender students and staff to use whichever restroom they please. Well, you know what? There's probably a whole lot of 16-year-old boys out there, and I can pretty much guess what restroom they're going to choose to reach. Not all of them, obviously. There's a lot of good kids out there. At the state GOP convention in Greensboro, Senator Ralph Heiss had a message for Obama and his Justice Department. He said, "You picked the wrong state to start this fight with." Texas was one of the first states to stand with North Carolina. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, on Twitter said, "I announced today that Texas is fighting this." Oh, we already read that one. Same thing. Obama can't rewrite the Civil Rights Act. He's not a king. So, well, there's some of the things that's going on. There's if you guys see the transgender woman shot to death in a department store restroom, it's not true. That is a hoax. It's on 100 different deals. There's a lot of people picked the ball up and ran with it, but it's not true. You can look it up on several of the hoax sites, and it's not true. Makes a good story, but you know every time something like this comes up in the news, there's all big fervor about, then there's all the time there's some stupid story comes up that everybody swallows as true because it happens to go along with what they believe in. But this story is more better. This is a happy story for what we've been reading here, or in contrast. Stark contrast, as they say. Father of a young boy shot and killed a would-be robber who pulled a gun on him and his child in a drive-through lane in League City, Texas, Saturday afternoon at McDonald's. Never would have dreamed in a million years that a McDonald's drive-through, like blocks from the police station in broad daylight, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that something like this would happen. Guy was sitting in his truck at the drive-through about 2 p.m., and the suspect approached him, pointed a gun, and announced a robbery. Yeah. Well, son, you've announced it in the wrong place. This is the wrong audience to announce your little thing here. Struggle broke out after that between the two men. The victim, who had not been publicly identified, had only one thing on his mind, protecting himself and his 4-year-old son sitting in the back seat. Victim shot the suspect 3 times. He was rushed to a local hospital, where he later expired. Damn, I love it when a plan comes together. said the man had a valid license to carry a handgun. He said the man remains surrounded by his family, who are offering support, adding that the man is extremely distraught over the incident. You know, and I tell people in my classes, don't see this as taking a life. See it as saving a life. He made the choice to force you into what you did. It's not, you didn't wake up one day and say, well, I'm going to go to Sonic or McDonald's today and kill somebody. And then feel bad about it. You know, he woke up and said, that I'm going to go to McDonald's today and I'm going to rob somebody, and if he gives me any crap, I'm going to shoot him. And any kids that might be with him, if they start squalling, I might just shoot them too. So I try to get people to not go that direction. It's not your fault. These people have made the decision to put you in that spot, and you know, so be it. One of those things. Let's see. Charlie Brown, go to the corner, son. Damn, we didn't need to. I don't think we need to know that. Oh my goodness. Let's see here. That one's okay. You know what? I might. Here's one more story. I've got some other ones here. I'm not gonna be able to get done tonight. Hell, I can't even talk. But there's some. there's some morons that were. Some of you may have seen this story. They're morons. I think they're card carrying certified idiots driving through Yellowstone National Park. And they found a newborn bison calf, buffalo calf, as some people call them. And they put it in their vehicle, taking it to a park facility because they was worried about it being cold. No, this is a real story. They caught a baby. It's a wonder that mama didn't rip that car to pieces. I don't know what the hell mama was doing. But in National Park Service said on their Facebook page, I saw this on Facebook, said, in terms of human safety, this was a dangerous activity because adult animals are very protective of their young and will act aggressively to defend them. In addition, interference by people can cause mothers to reject their offspring. They thought it was cold, took it to the park. Hey, I found this baby kid thing out here, and you need to put it by the heater. Well, in this particular case, park rangers tried to reunite the baby calf with the herd. It never would take it, and the calf later had to be euthanized because it was abandoned and causing a dangerous situation by continually approaching people in cars along the roadway. frankly, I don't believe it needed to be euthanized. I think they probably could have taken it to a farm there somewhere and nursed it. I don't really think they needed to kill it. Of course, they didn't need to kill all them turtles in Bundy's place either. But last week, a witness said a father and a son pulled up the ranger station with the baby bison in the back of the SUV. They were demanding to speak with the ranger. They were seriously worried that the calf was freezing and dying. Well, I hope they're happy now because it is officially dead. Thanks to you. Oh, stop. So, anyway, remember once again, check with our schedule there for what's going on up in Marble. And for the class, then there's the Counter-Strike class coming up in Yakima on the 21st. We've got a lot of stuff going on here over this next little while. And I'll see you tomorrow. And Thursday, I think I'll do the interview that I had with John Jacob on. I may do that tomorrow. I hadn't decided yet. Well, I guess I better decide now so you guys can decide if you want to listen to it or not. I think I'll do it Thursday. All right? So, I'm out of here. Good night. We'll be right back.
race was born to race. He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with the devil's nerve, make a car dance across the mud, and haul and shine with his regular line till the track got in his blood. Was a real hot shot, and he bragged a lot, but man, that fool could drive.
You've been listening to The Shooting Bench. Tune in Monday through Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to midnight Eastern for the most politically incorrect show on talk radio.
Mama, like your daughter's up, that's why I'll punch it back in town. And them little girls get frisky when they hear that race car sound. There's a whole slick on the inside and a rick along the rail. You better stand on the stroker, cause a bandit's on your tail.
Tune in again on Fridays at the same time for 2 hours of classic country music on Liberty Lounge.
It's a downright joy for a country boy when he hears them engines moan. But you gotta hang tough, and it gets real rough when you're out there on your own. Cause they'll push you around, they'll knock you down.
And catch Living Away Out Here with me, Amy Reynolds, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the only good news out there. Trivia, stories, tips, hints, and fun on Living Way Out Here, right here on the Survival Circle Network.
Stroker, get your dander up, this ain't no time to lag. You got to make a lap up if you're gonna take that checkered flag. Number 10 is closing in to even up the score. It's time to wave bye-bye and put the pedal on the floor. You better stand on the stroker, cause you're blowing off their door. Blow the doors off, stroker. Stand on it, son.